Good Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
The issue of Uber upstate and a new argument thrown onto the pile.
Yes, a statewide association of police chiefs is calling for ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft and any others to be approved for upstate New York. They say it will reduce drunk driving. The police chief in Cheektowaga, New York, on behalf of other chiefs of police, sent a letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo citing statistics on arrests of impaired drivers across the country. And in communities where these ride-sharing services like Uber are available, it has been reduced. It's relatively simple and painless, he said, and it's going to solve a lot of problems, but not all of them. And they're urging the governor and the legislature, which will have that as a upfront issue when they go into session early next year, to pass legislation that would allow communities all over upstate New York to license these ride-sharing services. And it's just another argument in the pot for getting Uber and Lyft across upstate New York.
We have been talking about the troubles in Troy, New York, in passing a budget, but we see that Albany County fared much better. They have okayed their budget.
Yes, while Troy and other communities are struggling, Albany County residents did get some good news. They can expect to see their county taxes remain steady, and the county legislature approved the 2017 budget. There's not going to be a tax increase. In fact, it's estimated that a homeowner with a $150,000 home may see their taxes go down a few dollars. There's going to be some renovations of county buildings. There's going to be basically a continuation of services, no big cuts. Sounds like a good election year budget if anyone is running for re-election.
Finally, education groups calling on New York lawmakers to deal with communities where schools have populations of people who don't have English as a first language.
That's right. In the education world, it's known as English language learners. These students often face difficulties well beyond the language barrier, including everything from having their education interrupted in their home, where before they moved to the U.S. And data shows they're more likely than their peers to miss school and to drop out. So the effort is to provide more funding in the state budget to help districts cope with this and help reach out to students coming in from foreign countries and cross that language barrier and help them succeed in school.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.